Here we go, Frank.
Log Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. We're going to get started with our birthdays. On birthdays today, we got Miss Janet. Happy birthday to you, Miss Janet. Miss Liz Gregory Cross up there in Hamilton, Ohio. I love you with all my heart. Happy birthday to you. And then Tony Blanton, happy birthday to you down there in Swamp Branch, Kentucky.
Just a minute or so.
Cole keeps the lights on. The weather today, it is a beautiful, sunny 78 degrees here in Kentucky. I mean, man, get ready for the cold front. Welcome to the show, Frank Harris.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just getting ready to enjoy some Bojangles chicken.
That's the best chicken in the state.
I think I'm gonna get their tailgate special. So, good stuff.
Oh, tailgate special. Now, do they have the wraps there and at the Bojangles that you're at, like the chicken
I'm
wrap?
I'm looking at the menu right in front of me, and I don't see it, but maybe they do. I can ask.
Right, on the website, it shows that they're going to have a chicken wrap, and it's my experience so far that they haven't got that on the menu in the restaurants just yet. So
I don't see it anywhere on the menu. I don't see it anywhere at all.
So maybe that's just maybe it's an upcoming thing.
Maybe I will ask when I get up to the window and see what they can tell me.
Frank's going to let us know what they said. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Frank.
Rebecca, if you can give me 2 minutes, I'm going to place my order, and then I can get back on with you in just 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the mute thing there, Frank. There you go. You're muted. You can place your order. I got some shout-outs to do. Luke Webinga, thank you so much, Luke, up there in Pennsylvania. Mr. Frank Harris, thank you so much for being on the show here with us today. Who else was it? I think somebody else there, a couple more people, I'm sorry. Charlotte and Jimmy Smith, Saul David, and Miss Brittany Victoria and Joey, thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for listening and sharing the show and things. We appreciate each and every one of you. There is a statewide, no burn, just might as well say statewide, no burning in Kentucky, man. Hell, Kentucky's on damn fire. So no burning. I mean, that really puts a hurt to even the people that, I mean, such a great weekend. I mean, today would have been a great day to hike the gorge, but, I mean, they've got a lot of places closed and areas shut down because of the forest fires and things, just for your safety. And we're waiting on Pioneer Paul and Frank to get back with us. Just give us a few minutes, and we'll get Frank back up on the air with us. Are you done ordering, Frank? Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready to talk now.
Ready to talk. Ready, huh?
I'm always ready to talk. You know that.
Well, we were talking before we went live on the radio. How do you feel about the people that Trump is putting into play for to set up the new bosses is what I call them.
Well, the two people I know about, Rudy Giuliani and John Bolton, scare me. They're both war hawks, and so I'm against appointing them, and I hope that they stop that. Rand Paul has come out against them. And Rudy and John Bolton both want to just take us to war, more war, bomb the Middle East. They want to bomb Iran. And it's just wrong.
Right. What do you think about Session for the AG as the CIA director?
I'm sorry, who was
Jeff,
that?
Jeff Sessions.
I don't know anything about him, to be honest.
They say he's from Alabama. He was like the first person, I guess, to endorse Trump. I mean, the number one thing I'm hearing about him, which is a concern, is that he is completely against cannabis.
Well, we don't want that. We can't have that, can we?
Well, I mean, to me, I mean, yeah, I mean, as far as the plan has came, you know, and there's so many medical, I mean, I had even seen earlier where there's a nose spray that they're spraying up in these little children's noses that are having seizures, and it's bringing them right out of having a seizure.
I've seen videos about that, yeah.
You know, so
we need to
get people
in there that are more for freedom and less about government restriction. Almost everybody we send to Washington, they just want to regulate us. They want to control us. They want to tell us what we can and can't do. And we need people up there that are going to say, you know what? It's your body. You should be allowed to do with your body what you want to. It's none of my business. Unfortunately, those people are in short supply.
Right. Well, unless you're on heroin. I think if you're on heroin, they're, you know, they don't seem to
right.
care about that.
No.
Right. Thank you.
And I'm sorry about that. I just picked up my food. So they do not have the wrap yet. I don't know when they're going to get the wrap, but hopefully they'll get it soon, and who knows. There's other places that have some pretty good wraps.
Right. Yeah, I was just curious about their rap. I thought their rap would be good. I worry about Session because a lot of people say that Session, Jeff Sessions, they say he's really racist. You know, I mean, man, I just worry about him. They say he carries a lot of baggage that might come. In confirmation hearings in the Senate, he was denied a judgeship over past concerns where he had made comments about blacks and over remarks that he had appeared synthetic to the KKK. And these
That's what I've been hearing on the TV or on the internet. But Rand Paul didn't seem to think that. There was anything to be concerned about him, and you know I haven't done my own research, so I'm going to just reserve judgment for now, and then when I've had a chance to do some of my own research, figure out whether or not you know what people are saying are true. Quite often, it seems like when people don't want to talk about issues, all they do is bring up racism. So you know, if you want to talk about the Civil War, oh well, you're a racist. No, I'm not a racist.
Right.
I just want to talk about the Civil War, you know, and so there's a lot of things that people use to demonize people, and I'm going to just say it's possible that people are just trying to demonize him for other reasons, not because he's a racist. I don't know. I personally don't know.
Well, they said, they're like paraphrasing, this is from, the Alabama Times. They're paraphrasing that Session had said, I don't think the Klan were such bad guys. He didn't think they were such bad guys until he found out they smoked marijuana.
do they make up
so much shit in this media, you just never know. I mean, you know.
No.
I like hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, you know. It makes me feel better when I hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
right. I like to go and find video clips where I can see the person and what they have actually said and judge for myself. You know, if you listen to what other people say and you don't look at the information for yourself, you can be misguided. It happens to me sometimes. I don't mean for it to, but it does. You know, there's certain people I trust, and if they say something, I tend to believe it. But then sometimes I find out, well, they just didn't have their facts straight. It's not because they're liars or anything like that. They just didn't have their facts straight. They believe somebody else. And so that's how rumors get started, and that's how misinformation spreads. So I prefer to do my own research, and I will at some point. But, you know, you and me, we don't really have any control over it anyway, do we? It's not going to matter what we think or what we say. It's going to happen with or without our permission. And so we're just sort of along for the ride, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell everybody, you're on your own individual journey. Make your journey the best that you can possibly make your journey, because, you know, nobody's going to leave here with this journey with you. And try to be good to people, you know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be stepping on you. I'm just having a little trouble hearing you. You know, what you said is just so true, because you sort of create your own little world, and there can be a whole lot of things going on in the outside world that really don't affect us as much as who we talk to, who we hang out with, and the things we choose to do in our own personal life. So if that man's a racist, shame on him. I don't, you know, I'm not a racist myself. I don't want to be associated with racism. And I try to treat everybody like I'd want to be treated. I treat everybody like they're honest and trustworthy until they prove me otherwise.
Right. I agree. I so agree with you, Frank. I mean, you know, I just don't understand why we all can't get along.
I could be way off on that. What do you think?
I'll just keep my comments quiet on him because he knows how I feel about him. He's a train wreck. He's absolutely a train wreck. But now, I mean, he's been up on the rail pretty good, riding the rail pretty good. I just hope he don't get sideswiped again, you know.
We both love him and think he's great, I know. I love Blackie to death as a brother. I've known him for about 7 or 8 years now, and there's nobody on God's green earth that's funnier than that man.
Oh, my. He's definitely a man with no filter. But at 70 years old, hell, he's earned every damn bit of it, I think. You know,
think of him as 70. I mean, if you just talked to him, you'd think he was about 20 or 30 years old.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I've told a lot of people, you know, I have seen him get up on the stage and just literally be jumping with the guitar, playing the guitar, just jumping and bouncing and slamming himself around all on the stage and just slinging his head and things. And I told him, if I'd done that, if I was his age and I'd done that, I wouldn't be able to move the next day. I'd have to have a lift or something, you know.
Right. Yeah, he surprised me. And, man, he's strong as an ox. He says he's country strong. Because he doesn't go to the gym, he just goes out and works in his yard and works on the farm. So,
right. Yeah, he is. He's sad. Good people. Blackie's good people.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a
I'm going to tell him on Facebook we were talking about him. So.
Oh, he don't mind. He don't mind.
He doesn't mind at all.
He says, cuss me out, Codus. Get up on there and cuss me all out and just trash me to death.
he likes being called bad names, especially by good-looking women. So
yeah, be something might be a turn-on for him.
I think it is. I think he gets kind of excited by that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
My grandson just said, "Oh my god."
Oh my god. So how do you think that our governor's doing, Frank? What do you think? Do you think our governor's doing some right things?
Well, you know, fiscally, you know, financially, I think he's trying to get Kentucky's budget under control. I disagreed with him on some religious issues. I don't like someone that puts their religion out so much. I prefer to just sort of keep that in the background, especially when they're in government. So I disagree with him on his religious views. To each his own, I say. I believe in God, but I don't, you know, I wouldn't want to be in office and preach to everybody. So I kind of, I wish he'd keep his religion more to himself. At the same time, I do think he has done some good things to try to get Kentucky spending under control. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the spring when he's got a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and in theory, he should be able to, you know, direct them to a degree and get them to do the things that he wants them to do. You know, Greg Stumbo is gone. And so he was from Prestonsburg, where my mother and grandmother lived. And so I can't say that I'm responsible for that in any way, shape, or form, but I was glad to see him get unelected. But I want to hope that the Republican Party, when they're in control and they haven't been in control in 90 years, will do some good things. I hope that they'll quit spending more money than what we have. I hope that they'll make good cuts, not bad cuts. But the problem is that everybody wants something. Everybody wants something for free, and there's going to have to be some budget cuts. And the screaming will start just as soon as those cuts start to take place. And there's no good place to start. Everything needs to be cut. It's unfortunate. So maybe some of these churches and some of these religious people that claim that they, you know, believe in helping their fellow man and claim to believe in charity, maybe some of these churches will pick up the slack, and maybe as individuals we'll learn to help each other as individuals instead of looking to the government to do it.
Matt. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't know. I'm in the middle of driving. I did, but I don't remember.
Everybody's driving today.
Oh, wow. I just got back from Christina's. She had her 6-week checkup, so I got to babysit my little pumpkin. And so now I'm driving back home trying to beat the storm. The wind is blowing wicked now.
What is your weather like, you know?
Windy and stormy.
Oh, windy and stormy.
And warm. It's warm, but yeah, it's real, real windy. And we got a storm coming in. I just hope I can beat it home.
Right. Wow. Well, I know the wind's supposed to pick up here and the temperatures are supposed to drop, but I mean, it's a beautiful 76 and sunny here. And just a little bit of a breeze, but there ain't no big heavy winds or nothing yet. We got Frank on the line. Paula, Frank Harris is on the line. You're live with us today.
Hey, Paula, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
I'll make it until it hits 20 degrees. I'm doing good right now, but it's 70.
Oh, right. 70. Well, I'd say that after today, we're all going to be missing and waiting for summer. I mean, spring after the cold front moves in on us.
I'd say right.
Well, I'll be wishing for that. We got about 1 minute before we play our song. 1 minute before we play our song, we're going to take a break.
It might be for 10 today.
You have to be for 10, Paula?
Yeah, I'm driving, you know. I don't want to smoke and drive.
All right.
Except the legal cigarettes, I do that.
I understand that, Paula.
But I'll be talking about as soon as I get home, let me tell you.
All right, we're going to take a break. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doyle Town, Tennessee. And Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, guys.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, an atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song. Thank you, Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank you so much. All right, it is Friday night. Do not be drinking and driving, texting and driving, smoking and driving, playing Pokemon and driving. I want to thank you so much, Frank, for being with us today. Today made 800 episodes. You're so welcome, Frank. We have 800 episodes today. Love you, Paula, with all my heart. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. That's the best.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.